Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There are biblical principles that Christians can use as it relates to gun control. That's the headline. David James will come to this broadcast table with the details behind a biblical approach to gun control.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, as Christians, David, no matter where one may fall along the spectrum of the gun control issue, we need to be looking at this from a spiritual and biblical perspective.
Well, that's exactly true. You know, the world we live in is a dangerous place because it is a sinful world. The misuse of guns is only one small component, and they're simply the tool that is used in the hands of honestly crazy people or people with an agenda who are out to cause harm. We don't ban planes because planes were used to take down the World Trade Centers on 9/11. We look at the Oklahoma City bombing where there was fertilizer used. It's not the tools that are the problem. The problem is the heart. We don't respect parents. We don't respect those in authority. And the gospel, unfortunately, is not being preached like it once was. And all of these things are contributing to the spiritual and moral decline of the country. And what we're seeing are simply symptoms of that as we go deeper into the end times. These acts of violence increase, which the Bible actually says will happen.
David, do you think there are any biblical guidelines that come into play for how Christians should think about this, including owning and carrying guns for personal protection?
Well, I think we need to understand how this country was founded. God-fearing men who were trying to establish this country on biblical principles. And even George Washington said to protect ourselves from a government that runs out of control. Concerning owning and carrying guns, I think that's a personal decision, but I also think that there is a biblical case to be made for self-defense and protecting your family. Even Jesus told his disciples to carry a sword because as they went on their journeys, they were going to be in dangerous situations. Paul said that the government doesn't wield the sword in vain, and by virtue of the Constitution itself, we become an extension, a civil extension, of even the law enforcement authorities and the military of this country for the protecting of even one another in dangerous situations. But I think there are some things to bring some balance to the conversation.
David James with Bible in hand and the details that the Word of God presents for Christians to follow as it relates to gun control. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. All of life's issues must be discussed in light of biblical principles. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. You may not be able to find the phrase gun control in the Bible, but as we study God's Word, we can find the biblical principles that will give us direction on how we can live our day-to-day lives and make life's decisions. A great way to do that is by reading the Bible and studying its godly principles and doing that daily. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...